Welcome to the Vineyard Church of Greater Portland podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by our guest speaker. For more podcasts and other resources, please visit www.vineyardportland.org.
It's great to be with you this morning, to be able to share. It's a real privilege for me. What I'm going to talk about today is power. And do you feel like do you ever wish you had more power? Like the president of the U.S. has a lot of power. The Queen of England, maybe other foreign leaders, they have power. Or maybe members of Congress or the governor, or sometimes famous actors or actresses, they have a lot of clout, a lot of authority and power. Or sports stars, but most likely the reality is that we're not going to become one of those people that I just mentioned. However, the reality is that we all have a lot of power, every person here, and in various ways, but I'm going to speak about in one way today, and that is the power of our words. There's a lot of power in what we speak to other people. And what we say to other people matters. And it carries a lot of weight. We are speaking all day long, every day of the year. Now, I looked online, and it said the average person speaks between 7,000 and 20,000 words a day. That's a lot, which means we speak over 1 million words every year. And the average person in their lifetime will speak hundreds of millions of words. So there's a lot. We influence other people by our words. There's significance. And we influence ourselves by what we speak. And I'll be getting into that as well. So the title of my message today is The Power of Our Words. I want to focus today on what we say and the ramifications of that. As we will see from Scripture, there are two major directions we can go with our words. The kingdom of God is God's rule and reign, present and future. Our words can advance the kingdom and relationships in the kingdom, or we can tear people down with our words, resulting in brokenness, and we hinder the kingdom. I'm going to talk about both areas, but I'm going to start first with the hindrances when we speak, how we can hinder the kingdom. Suppose you're meeting with someone you haven't seen for a while, a friend. And when you're meeting with them, this friend says to you the following things. You can't do anything right. What happened to you? You look terrible. You are such a loser. You always let people down. You never follow through on anything. I never really liked you. You are worthless and useless. You are such a disappointment to me. Can you imagine receiving those words from someone you care about? We'd feel pretty low. What would we say in response? How would that go? What would the discussion happen from there? Well, Scripture is clear on what happens in these kinds of situations. Part of my primary scripture is James 3, verses 5 and 6. If you can bring that up, please. Okay, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Now, this scripture is part of a scripture where James is talking about taming the tongue. But this is very real. If you can bring up the first photo, James is talking about a small spark setting a forest fire, how one flame can just set it off. And our country is experiencing a lot of these right now. California has been devastated by forest fires. A small spark can fuel. There's been hundreds of thousands of acres destroyed. People have lost their homes, and people have died. And James is equating our tongue and our speech to that. And if you think about it spiritually, look at that as a spiritual picture. What words are you speaking day in and day out? What words am I speaking? I mean, there are numerous things. Do we complain and whine a lot about things in our lives or people in our lives? Are we verbally attacking one another? Do you insult other people, make fun of them? Do you talk about them, either to them or behind their back, gossiping? It's so destructive, just like that. And I want you to remember that picture, because that's what we're doing in the kingdom when we speak negatively. We are hurting other people, and we are hurting ourselves. And I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. But when we get involved in things that we shouldn't be talking about, it's destructive. It is not what God wants us to be doing. He wants us to be bringing life. But so much of this goes on, so much of tearing one another down, talking about them, complaining about them. It's not good. It's not what we're to be doing. The other part of the script, my primary scripture, is James 3, verses 9 to 12. If you can bring that up. Thank you. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praising and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. We have to examine our hearts. What flows from our hearts? Salt water or fresh water? We really have to examine our hearts here, because any time we speak something that is not of God, it has consequences, negative. Where the kingdom is hindered every time. We can think, oh no, that's not the case, but it is the case. And as we saw in that picture with the forest fire, we're fueling the flames. We're encouraging destruction. Now, we have an enemy, Satan, who loves that. He loves when we're caught up talking about people, speaking negatively, being upset, being angry all the time. That's what he wants us to do. But that is not God. That is not God's heart for us. And we need to be sensitive to make changes in our lives and in our hearts where the Holy Spirit's pinpointing things for us today. If you're a parent, how do you feel when you hear something said negative about your child? It's like, okay, not good. Or you've heard that your child's been in a fight or something's happened at school or whatever. You know, as a parent, we're protective. It's like, wait a minute here. We love them conditionally. We want to protect them. But you know what? How does God, our Father, feel when we tear one another down? Because everyone in this room, every person in this room, and every person out there is God's child. Yet we tear one another down. We do all sorts of things to each other. That is, can you imagine how grieved our Father is when we act like that, when we behave like that? It's grievous to Him. And it's not, it should be grievous to us too. We should want to change. We need to change. Proverbs 11, verse 12 says, if you can put that one, a man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his tongue. When we make fun of someone, when we belittle, when we attack someone in some way, Scripture says we lack judgment. When we go on the attack, we lack judgment. A man of understanding holds his tongue. And that's difficult to do, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But a man of understanding, sometimes we just have to be quiet. The flesh may want to explode and get right caught up in the middle of it, but a wise man holds his tongue. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Now, you think about situations where things are intense, all right, and you can feel yourself about getting upset, getting mad. And it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. So someone might be really upset with you, and you know what? And they might be starting, and the flesh could be like, all right, here comes the battle. Here we go. We're going to go at it. A gentle answer turns away wrath. I'm really sorry. I feel bad that you feel that way right now. Or whereas a harsh word stirs up anger, we might be in a situation where we're the ones that generate it. You know, we might be upset. Something might be bothering us in our home or at work. And instead of saying something in the proper way, we say it angrily and harshly. That, there goes. There it goes. Here it comes. Here comes the battle. Because we're not speaking properly. We're not acting properly. When I was putting this message together, it was like, whoa, there's countless scriptures throughout the Old and New Testament about these topics. It's like, okay, when that happens, it's like, all right, this is big. This is big. It's like, Old and New, I had to keep whittling down the scriptures because there's so many. And it's like, okay, God, I get the message. This is an important thing. This is important that we walk in this. Amen? Another point with this, even if we have a valid reason to be upset, there's a proper way to handle it. And there are improper ways. So I'm not saying as part of this message that there aren't things we have to address with other people, because there are. But there is a godly way to do it and an ungodly way to do it. So sometimes, though, we justify ourselves. Like, let's say we blew it and we got really upset with someone. Here are some of the reasons we can give. They started it. Our kids hear that from our kids, but hey, as adults, we say that too sometimes. Hey, they started it, I didn't. They deserved it. I'm stressed. Tough day at work. Tough day at home today. I wasn't feeling well. I was in a bad mood. That's my personality. Okay? Now, can we relate to this or what? Now, so they're all excuses. Now, it doesn't mean when some of these things happen, had a stressful day, or not feeling well, our guards can be lowered. We can be more susceptible to losing it and blowing it, but it doesn't justify it. There are proper ways to deal with things. Now, think about the workplace for a minute as an example. Have you ever thought, what a boss I've got? Oh my, this boss is unreal, you know? Or maybe you get in, maybe you, it's like, oh, my coworker, he doesn't do anything. She doesn't do anything. I carry the load. Okay, or those little circles that form at work and, hey, did you hear about this over here? Do you plunk yourself in those? Do you jump in when gossip's going on? Really, what did they do? What happened with them? It's very common, isn't it? But you know what? We're not supposed to be in that. When two or three, if you've got a couple coworkers talking about somebody else, walk away from it. Even if up to now, your pattern, your history has been, oh, what's going on? What did they do now? Because that's what the flesh likes. It's like, no. That's not what God wants us to be doing. Walk away. And then if someone says, hey, why aren't you joining us? Like, you know what? I don't want to be involved in that anymore. Our words and our actions speak volumes. Volumes. I'm talking about our words, but our actions and our words both together mean a lot. Another area, what are your push-button areas? We all have areas that can easily trigger us getting upset, okay? And, you know, and it can cause, so it might be certain people in your life. When a certain person's around you, buttons, the radar's already up, buttons are ready, I'm just gonna, just because of how you feel about that person, okay? Or maybe certain topics come up that are sensitive and it's like, I'm ready to blow, okay? Or other things, you know, we all have our areas, let's be honest. There are things that it's harder to walk the way God wants to walk in, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, what I would say to you is identify them. What are the push button areas in your life? But go a step further, like, God, why are these push button areas in my life? Why does this person bother me so much whenever I'm around them? Or why is this topic or this situation or something, what is it? Because we can change. We can say, you know what, God, help me to deal with this person. Help me to not get so explosive about this particular topic, whatever it may be. Pray about it. Pray to ask God to help you, to help me with our push button areas, because we need it. Because once again, we're not justified. Hey, it's a push button area so I can explode. It's like, no, it isn't. It's destructive. I think, you know, for me, one area, it's not as bad now as it used to be, is, as some of you know, one of the things God has called me in ministry to for years is to reach out to other guys and to be a support for them, to encourage them. My life has been blessed by being involved in that and continue to be, and I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Once in a while, however, over history, there can be a time like, you know, because you put in a lot of effort, And sometimes if you feel like the other person is like, oh, whatever, it's like, you know, and it's like, okay, what are you going to do, Jim? How are you going to handle this situation? Are you going to blast them? Or are you going to process it and do what God would have you to do in that case, have me to do in that case? And I know I'm encouraged to say to you, God can help you and me with our push button areas, with all areas actually. Something that up to now has been a disaster, if we have a heart to want to change, he will help us. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Destructive talk happens through various forms, face to face, on the phone, texting, Facebook, other social media methods. These rules apply to all of it. There's so much destruction on social media. Face to all these avenues. I had a situation a few months ago where I was texting a friend, and towards the end of the text, he texted me something, and I was like, I was offended by it. I just took it a particular way. So sadly, in the moment, I went bing, bing, bing back. And not a good thing. And not normally, but it happened. And that, so I met with that friend a while later. It wasn't right away. And I realized that my response to him really hurt him. And I was really grieved because my heart is totally the opposite. I want to be encouraging and building people up. But I took a text and responded in a negative way. And I took his, and I was upset, but I kind of moved on. He didn't. But when we met, we talked it through. And things are actually stronger than they were before. But you know, you have to listen. It's difficult when you, I mean, but it's important to work through the tough times. It's one thing when you have a relationship and everything is fine, but we're human, we fall short. We're gonna have times when we clash or when we're gonna hurt each other. What do you do then? Do you walk away from the relationship? I mean, some people do. It's like, you know what, I've had it, we're not supposed to do that. As Christians, we're supposed to be setting an example. We're supposed to be shining a light on people. When he and I met that day, it was awesome. It was hard at first sharing how we each felt about the texting back and forth, but we worked through it. God blessed it because we were willing to apologize, reconcile, and move forward. And there's power in that. And our relationship is even better than it was before. All right, now I'm going to talk about the good news. Enough of the negative. Now, the good news is that we can choose to speak love. We can choose to speak life and encouragement and blessings over each other. Isn't that awesome? And as we do that, there is one other thing I do want to say before I continue with the blessings that I referred to. When we speak negatively, we are hurting ourselves as much or more so than anybody else, because our heart is, it's okay if I do it. You know, if I speak negatively all day long, criticize people, insult people, stay angry all day long, it fuels the fire within. And, you know, we all know people that, boy, it seems like they're always negative, you know, that they're always, you know, they're always complaining or upset. And I believe part of that is because if we allow that to go on unaddressed, our spirit, our soul becomes more and more negative. Not necessarily what other people did to us, but because we're doing it to ourselves. So when our negative words are hindering the kingdom, we're tearing ourselves down as much as other people. Now, the situation I mentioned earlier where you haven't seen a friend for a while, let's take this is scenario two. Suppose this happens when you meet with this friend. The friend says to you, "You mean so much to me. You are awesome. You look great. You are so gifted and talented. You are amazing. I value you highly. It's so good to see you. I care about you and I love you. This is the heart God wants us to have for each other. Not once in a while, every day. He wants us to become more and more like him every day. Our goal has got to be to want that, to want to be building each other up." If you bring up the other picture, please. Look at that. Look at the difference. When we allow God's light to shine through us, we are building each other up. I love that picture that Darian Pitt, the light is shining through. We can grow and grow and grow in God and be encouraged and be blessed when we will do and speak what God wants us to speak. But we have to understand it's daily. We have to understand that every time we speak, we should be thinking about what are we speaking before we speak it. Obviously, we're not going to be perfect in this. We're not. But the goal has got to be to be the way God wants us to be. Amen? Proverbs 11, verse 17 says, "A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself." That's powerful. Not only are we doing things for others because it's what God wants us to do, but we're benefiting ourselves because our spirit is raised, where God is blessing us because we're being obedient to his word. We're being obedient to what he is asking us to do. But a cruel man brings trouble on himself. If we're cruel, nasty, vicious, ungodly to others, we have to expect trouble. We have to expect it. That is a result of it. Scripture is telling us that. We don't want that, do we? Don't we want our words to be so that that kingdom is raised, not torn down? Proverbs 11, verse 25. "A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." I love that. I love that scripture because generosity, God, more what we do for other people, God, it's multiple what we receive back. It just is. And when we refresh, I love the second part, is when we refresh others, we will be refreshed ourselves. One of my spiritual gifts is encouragement, and I love encouraging others, speaking, bringing them up, encouraging them. And you do get refreshed. You know from the areas of things you do in a positive manner for people. You just get, God lifts our spirit. We're helping ourselves as well as other people when we do these things. Proverbs 21, verse 23. "He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity." Okay. That is, by the way, calamity is great problems. Serious problems come when we don't guard our mouth and our tongue. But it's very difficult to do, isn't it? In the moment. Now, for me, my personality in general, I like things resolved. I'm verbal most of the time. And so like positive and negative, I want to work through things and be done and move on. Now, sometimes that can be, most of the time it's a good thing, but sometimes it's not a good thing because sometimes I don't wait long enough to allow anger to drop down to a place where I can just speak. Not in anger, but in love. I mean, we're speaking in love when we address issues with one another that are difficult because they come up, do they not? But there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. And, you know, and sometimes I get in trouble for doing it the wrong way. But I think for each of us, like if you're, you know, I don't know what the Holy Spirit's speaking to each of you, I know he's been speaking to me, is like step one may be just to even recognize when these words come out. You know, maybe you're thinking, boy, I speak a lot of destructive things in the course of a day. Well, maybe step one is going to be, maybe you're going to still speak some, but you're going to recognize, it's like, I'm really sorry I just said that. You know what? That's a step forward. Then, over time, you're going to recognize before words come out, okay, I better not say that. It's going to do a lot of harm. It's not going to do good. Our flesh wants to go bing, bong, blah, blah, blah. You know, let people have it, right? When we get stirred up, I was like, bing. But to guard our hearts and walk properly is what God wants us to do. And it is not, I think that's very difficult. I mean, some people are really good. My wife is one that's really good in this. You know, she's very, most of the time. No, I'm kidding. But she's a very patient person. Now, her personality is very different, though, too. Like, if something comes up, let's say something happens, we get through it, or something with someone we know, you know, a month later, she might say to me, I'm still processing that. I'm like, what? You know, really? It's like, but that we're all created differently. And I will say that we need to rein it in the moment. If you know something is not going to come out right, rein it in. Wait for another time. Even if it means, you know what? To your spouse or someone, I got to walk away right now. I'm not in the right place to talk to you about this right now. I think that's fantastic. I think that's a lot better than screaming or getting upset, don't you? Because we all have our times. Or maybe your spouse says to you, you know what, I had a really rough day and I'm just not, you know, it's like, hey, recognizing those potential things that can really make things bad is a good thing. There's nothing, because we're human. We're going to fail. We do fail. But we can change. You getting that? Yeah. We can change. Do not be discouraged, because all of us, we all struggle with this to one level or another. Everybody. We can change. And then Proverbs 26, verse 20. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. Here we go. Just like in the picture with the forest fire, it takes wood, it takes wind, heat to keep it going. You know what? If wood's removed from the picture, if the elements that cause that fire are removed, it's going to be a lot better. It's the same for us. And think about it. How easy is it for us sometimes if someone's saying, oh, did you know someone's, what, really? What did they do? What's going on? What did they, really? So easy for us in our flesh to get caught up in things we should not be caught up in. So so many things. That is what the world does. God has called us as Christians to be the light, to not be in the middle of the gossip sessions, to not be in the middle of the fights, to the accusations, the all of it. Right? We're supposed to be different. So if we're in our workplace and suddenly we say, you know what, someone comes over and says, why aren't you, it's like, you know what, I'm not gonna participate talking about other people. It's not what I'm about. And I'm sorry I did that before, but I'm not doing it anymore. You're gonna be blessed. You know what, even if you take heat from your coworkers, it's gonna strike them that of what you said to them is gonna be an example. Geez, maybe, where are they coming from? We've got to be the ones to make a difference. As hard as it is in our own areas to do these things, that's what we need to do. Amen? Okay, so there are six things, and kind of in conclusion, six things that I listed that I think we can do, all can do, to help us in these areas. First, we first ask God to give us a heart and mind to use our words for His kingdom and purposes. If you haven't done that, and I think we have to do that daily, because life happens, right? Circumstances hit us, difficult things come along, and it can be very easy to fall back in the old ways. But if we're asking God, give us a heart and mind for Him to edify others and not tear people down, He will do it. We have our part in this, but He will help us if we're actually willing to make these changes. Amen? Okay, the second thing, ask the Holy Spirit to give us what we need in each and every situation. So if you're in an area, it's like bing, 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 you know, all right, the light's going on. Something's about to happen. It's like, help me, Lord, to walk in this situation, in this moment, properly. And if we will be obedient to that, He will steer us out of it. He will. We don't have to respond in a negative way, even if we're being attacked. We should not be lowering ourselves to the same level. That's what Satan wants. The fire is burning right over here. And we come right over. It's like, nope, over here. Even if we take heat for it, doesn't matter. We have to do what God our Father wants us to do. Third, recognize your push button areas. Ask God for extra patience and grace and discernment in those times. And as I mentioned earlier, there are things that trigger us. There are people, there are situations, there are topics, whatever it may be. You know your own heart. You know your own life. I know my own heart, my own life. I know those things. But God really spoke to me. It's like, find out why. Seek me. Get the reasons why these people bother you. Why do these topics bother you? And I will show you a way out. Because the world's a rough place. And we cannot change anybody else around us. As much as at times we might want to, we can change though. God wants us to change. So those push button area topics may still exist, but you know what? I believe God can see us through them. And one day those aren't going to be push button topics anymore. He can grow us to a place where they're not. I really believe that. I hope you do too, do you? Yeah. All right. Fourth, silence can be golden. Remember, sometimes we just need to be silent. And that, like I said earlier, is difficult, especially if you've got somebody attacking you verbally, doing, you know, something that's really bothering you. Staying silent don't speak those words that are going to escalate it to a complete mess. And it's not easy. Some of you, it may be very easy, and that's praise the Lord for that. When things are tough, when the pressure is on, to walk, sometimes just stay silent. God, don't say anything right now. Just keep quiet. It does speak volumes, but it's hard to do. But if that's a hard area for you, ask God to help you. Fifth, be accountable to others with how you're doing in these areas. The people that know you best will give you important input. Talk to your spouse. How am I in this? They live with you day to day. Or your children, or parents, or close friends, or close coworkers. What is your life? Are you projecting growth and support and encouragement to the people around you? Or are you tearing people down? It's a good reality check. And be open to what these people say to you. Because I know that whether you've been a Christian 1 week or 40 years, God disciplines us. God shows us things, areas that we need to change in. And you know what? Even though initially when those areas are pinpointed, it's like, you know, when we walk in it and we walk through it, we're better off for it. And if we have the heart to be open, to hear what the people around us say, because there's not much more than talking every day. I mean, that's all day long. And the people closest to you, living with you, working with you, neighbors, your best friends, they know you. And they're going to be if you're asked after this, be honest. But also be open to receive what the people closest to you have to say. It's not to be a negative thing, it's to be a growth thing. So we draw closer to God. So we advance the kingdom, not destruction. Amen? Yeah. And six, be willing to work through problems with other people in humility and love and grace and forgiveness. God will bless us if we walk according to his will in these situations. Because I've heard people at times say, you know what, that person really upset me. That's the end of that relationship. It's like, no. That is not God's intent. I'm not saying that sometimes things don't happen or whatever, but I'm just saying in general, if you have a relationship that is not right with a brother or sister or someone else, write it. Go to them, say, you know what, you may not even know. It's like, I don't know, but I just feel like things aren't right between us right now. Do you feel, I just want to make sure everything is okay. And then maybe the other person is going to say, yeah, I am kind of upset about this. Or maybe they can say, everything's fine on my end. Great, but get it resolved. Resolve it. Work through relationships. This is how we grow. You know, dismissing people, oh, they ticked me off, forget them. Throw them over here. No, we have to be the ones to make it work or try to make it work. Once again, we cannot control somebody else. We can't control people's responses, but we have a responsibility before the Lord to go to people and try to work it out. We do have that responsibility. And I think 9 times out of 10, it is going to work out. You know, we're not going to be perfect in this. We're speaking thousands of words a day. But our heart has got to be, my goal is to strive for perfection. My goal is, what does God want me to do? What should I be sharing to my brother and sister right now? And I want you to know, I know this is a hard message in a way, but I'm greatly encouraged and excited because when I think about all the people right in here, do you realize how many thousands of people we have connections with? People in Maine, people across the country, people in other countries. If we today will make a commitment in our hearts and lives to say, I'm going to step it up for you, God. I'm going to do everything I can every day to not destroy, but to build up and edify. We can make a massive difference in this world. Do you believe that? I believe that because day in and day out, if the vast majority of the time we're edifying, encouraging, lifting people up, loving people, blessing them, we're going to make different. People are going to change. We're going to change. Other people are going to change. And it's going to spread. We saw what the forest fire does, how it just spreads and destroys unless somebody stops it. We can do our part to pull out of that and be building up more and more and more. And I'm excited because change is, with God our Father, everything and anything is possible. Amen. Okay, let's stand together. Can I have the ministry team come forward, please? And maybe a little bit of music, light music. The world is...